Dillingham residents of all ages turned out for SAFE's annual Choose Respect March last week. With signs, chants, and songs, they marched against sexual assault and domestic violence. KDLG's Izzy Ross reports.
The Sun came out on Thursday as about 30 people gathered for the Choose Respect March hosted by SAFE in Dillingham. Domestic violence and sexual assault are pervasive in Bristol Bay and across the state. According to an Alaska victimization survey, in 2015, half of all Alaskan women experienced intimate partner violence, sexual violence, or both. Greg Marks Miller is the education and outreach coordinator for SAFE, the shelter for victims of domestic and sexual abuse in Bristol Bay.
It's really what's holding us back in Dillingham. It's really what's causing the cycle of violence and the cycle of drugs and alcohol to continue. And it's the ugliest thing in our community. I don't care about the potholes. I don't care about like the snow melting. I mean, this is really, it's unfortunately part of us, and it's a really ugly part of us. I mean, we can be better. We can do better.
This march is just one of many that have taken place across Alaska. 9 years ago, former Governor Sean Parnell started Choose Respect marches as part of an initiative to raise awareness about sexual assault and domestic violence in the state. Susanna Henry was at the Dillingham March.
The first time I went to the Kinnickinnick Hospital, they said, "Do you feel safe in your home?" That was one of the standard questions that they ask you, even if you just have a sore throat. They want to know, are you safe in your home? And they're going to intervene if you say no. And I'd never been asked that question before by a health provider.
Take a step! Let's hear your voice!
People came out not only to raise awareness of sexual assault and domestic violence, but also to provide an alternative. I caught up with Thomas Tilden at the end of the march.
We need to go back to what the elders said. We need to educate. Let's educate by demonstration or by choosing respect.
For Lucinda Zamir, showing people that there are options and support is why events like this one matter.
You know, I think domestic violence and intimate partner violence and so many other things are just quietly tolerated when people probably don't realize that they have a voice, they can speak up, and they should speak up, and they shouldn't just tolerate people treating them poorly, no matter what it is.
Choose respect!
Thursday's march showed that people in Dillingham will continue to raise their voices to confront domestic violence and sexual assault. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.